This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. General at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You got Jacob Ray in once again for Lucius Alexander there in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Probably fixing to go five. I mean, he's got it stuck on automatic. By the way, send some love to Lucius on social. Let him know he's missed. Okay, I'm sure he'd appreciate right there, right about now, at Lucky Lucius P. Of course, you do have Woolchuck and Shia Follow in the house, your nosebleed brothers. And you got Carter Freeman, who's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube as well. Guys, how the heck are you here on the Sports Wednesday? Feeling pretty good?
Yeah, feeling great, man.
Yeah. 50 days away, man, from football. That was awesome to see.
50
days away. Now, I do have a bleep hole of the day nominee, and this could be bleep hole of the offseason. In fact, I might go ahead and print this out and put it at our table there in Oxnard. So all the coaches and players can
that
see
bad.
This.
Bulletin board.
Yep, bulletin board material. This bleep hole that went
Elliot Shore Park's at it again?
No, commented underneath. It must be an Eagles fan. Jacob Bleepwagon is what I'm calling him. But Adam Schefter put out 50 days until Eagles Cowboys, and he commented, wow, I didn't know the Eagles got a fourth preseason game this year.
They're a little cocky.
F this guy, dude.
Things went great for the Eagles last year, especially after that start. They just they steamrolled. You know, they started 2-2 and then only lost one game the rest of the way. Yeah. And, you know, they look so good, unbeatable in the playoffs. But they're not the same team.
No. They're going to get their ass kicked opening day.
They lost some players, and I don't know. They're clearly still the favorite. They're the favorite of the NFC, the Super Bowl favorite. But, you know, Cowboys have a pretty good chance to have something for them, I think, with a better offensive line, good wide receivers to attack, and who knows what their scheme is going to be. Shouldn't they have the element of surprise? This should be different than anything the Cowboys have done in a long time.
Eric and I talked about it this morning on Love of the Star, and we encourage you to listen to it after we
Love get of the done. Star, you say? New episode?
New episode.
Let's go.
Is there a chance that Micah Parsons holds out the entire preseason in training camp and then signs right before the first game, basically on a Monday? And him not play in that game?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he would miss any games.
There's a chance of everything you said, except he will absolutely play the first game. And we talked about this a little bit with you last week. I will fight you on that. I don't think there's any chance Micah is missing the first game.
I don't
game
know
the
if they would put him out there without having a training camp under his belt. That's and I'm not saying it's him, because I think that he'd play right now if you let him.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would, in fact, with him not having any training camp practice at all.
For scheme reasons or health reasons?
For health reasons. Can you imagine him signing a $40 million deal and going out there and something happening that Thursday because they didn't, like, you get a pulled muscle or something? I mean, it could happen in a game.
Absolutely.
What if he's there holding in and, like, checking in with the training staff and doing stretching and working out? He's just not doing the team practice and stuff.
My thought of the whole thing is, if this holdout were to go all the way till Monday and then he signed, I'm just saying, I think there's a chance that he wouldn't play. That's all I'm saying. I mean, and we could create scenarios where, oh, he's there and he's, you know,
sure.
But it is about trying to get, you know, get with the teammates, try and kind of figure some things out, the practices and all those things. I mean, yeah, should Micah Parsons, could he go out there and turn it on, turn it off? Sure. But I wonder for their own, I wonder if the Cowboys would risk that with absolutely no, and that's a question I am going to ask when I get out there. I'm going to ask Jerry or Steve, and I'm going to say, if Michael were to sign the Monday before a Thursday game, would you consider still playing him? And I'll see what their reactions are to that.
Okay.
But there's a gut feeling to me that would say that we probably wouldn't see him until that Giants game 10 days later.
While we're talking about Micah, I did want to get your guys' thoughts on how you interpreted what he said yesterday when he said, you know, you just work harder. You got to show people your value. You don't cry and sit down. Is he talking about practicing during training camp? How do you, you know, because yesterday, I don't know how you say that and then sit out. If they're right. Like, well, what do you think about this holdout happening? And have you lost any confidence? He's like, no, I just got to lock in and work hard, and not sit down and cry like a baby. That would be sitting out, if you ask me. You know, so you could interpret that in a way like, wow, does that mean he's going to be practicing here in Oxnard next week?
I think that's a fair interpretation. I struggle to imagine that his cutthroat shark agent, Mr. Mulugeta, is going to sign off on that.
Yeah.
Granted, if Micah just wants to, then Micah wants to. I do envision him being there for sure.
He doesn't want to pay the fines.
He didn't want to pay the 50. Right?
I think this is the one time when we were kind of talking about he might be the one guy that you would kind of wait on and maybe tag him because he doesn't want to miss game checks, you know? So I don't think he's as dug in as, say, like CD was or something like that.
You think he'd be happy to take the tag?
I don't think he'd be happy, but I would take a chance that he can't keep himself from not playing. That's what I would. If you want to switch something around a little bit here, yeah, you want to get him signed long term. Don't get me wrong, but if it came down to it, I would consider tagging him just knowing that he is not going to forfeit $2 million a week missing football games.
Because I don't think he can help himself. And I think that he kind of covered his bases there. Because with what you're saying in that quote, I agree with you 100%. And he has said that I'll be at training camp. But in the end of the article in that interview, he's talking about how, I'm going to listen to my agent. Then he's got his way out. Yeah. Well, my agent said don't practice. But if he's there, I think there is always the threat of him jumping into a drill, jumping into a play. Because he can't help himself when he's out there. He just loves the game too much.
Mulugeta knows that he could wait this thing out. He's just got to tell his guy to be patient. Because you'll get your 40-plus million dollars if you just wait. It might not be at the early part of training camp. It might be at the very, very end before the season starts. But if you just trust me and be patient, they will cave for you.
Yeah, they will, or they'll tag you. You know, and I think this is one of those situations where it would really benefit the Cowboys to tag the guy because the average of the top five edges is significantly less than the money that he's asking for.
Yeah, basically a little more than half.
I mean, just reading the situation and trying to put myself in Mulugeta's shoes, I'm advising him strongly to hold in.
Yeah.
And then if we get to week one, we're not playing.
Yeah.
Because there is so much value in the Cowboys tagging you. And we can't afford that. Not at this age with what you've put on film. This is the absolute peak of your value. We don't want to get tagged twice and come back around going into age 28 season trying to negotiate this contract. Yeah. We want to get this thing in and then maybe look at an extension, you know, when we're 28, 29
years
old or a new one.
I could see a similar path to what they did with Dak. I would treat this like a quarterback. This is a $40 million contract. I would consider, you know, how do you, you know, tagging the guy maybe if you had to twice to, you know, to make it work. But well, I don't know. Like I said, I just feel like, though, that this is going to be, there's two guys, like I say, Ezeraku and him, and then you got Sam Williams. How much is Sam Williams going to practice at training camp? Is he going to be a full participant? If not, that edge group is going to look pretty thin out there with two holdouts and a guy that's not practicing all the time.
We got lots more football here as we're sitting just 5 days from the start of Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California. Broadus is flying out early next week. We'll be there the following week, and we're excited to cover it. Congrats are in order for Major League Baseball, right? That was like a successful deal. I remember it was 20-plus years ago that they had a game end in a tie.
The tie, but and it was ceiling like game. Yeah.
The sports world ended. You guys are probably like 5 or 6 years old, but the shock and reaction the next day was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe baseball has done this.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I guess a swing off or a hit off or whatever you call it isn't that, you know, because I think if you go back to the whatever year that was that 2003 or something? If you went back to that year and you had a swing off, I think they'd get the same reaction for that, right? This isn't baseball. How can you win? This is a travesty to the sport. Yeah. You know, I think we're significantly less stuffy and crusty these days.
Yeah, Brian. I think we're a lot less. I think we understand the speed of the pace of the game is better for the game. And I think also the zombie runner standing at second base also creates some excitement. You know, it finds a way. It to me, I would much rather go that route than just running through my whole roster, you know, trying to find a way to win.
Having a 22-inning game.
Yeah.
It's, up till 2 in the morning.
Exactly. Lord. If you give me an opportunity to win this thing in the bottom of the 10th or win it in the 11th, yeah, I'll take that every time. Let me end this thing. But we all were worried about pitch clocks, and we were all worried about this and engagements and this, that. They've actually made the game better.
They
in
have.
My opinion.
All these new rules are good. You're right.
You get the robo umps in there, and it'll make it even
yeah,
better.
I mean, the challenge system, I thought the balls and strikes were beautifully last night.
Yeah.
It was another indication to do it.
My only issue is so many of the players went home. If you're going to have this as a possible way of ending the game, and the manager at the end of the game's like, hey, all right, give me my best sluggers. Yeah. And his bench coach is like, well, about that guy. See, it's getting late, and he wanted to go hang out with his family. So he's actually at dinner right now across town at a beautiful steakhouse. That's weird. That you can't have that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
You can't have players leaving the All-Star game.
I guess the like Sean and RJ, when they were having Boone on earlier at 9:20 today, like they don't want to put in cold hitters, you know, like Shohei Ohtani was out. You know, he'd been out of the game for, say, 2 hours or so at that
point. Sure, I get that.
So it's like, would you have to rewarm them up? So I guess in an all-star format, like, at least you've still got some pretty capable hitters. But
you do, yes.
But you're right. I mean, I would have loved to have seen, you know, the starting
lineup
back out
there. You got to get them warmed back up, or you got to bring them back to the yard. Yeah. The way I read the story was several of the players had just left, yeah. You know, because it's time to, they had to get back to their...
Had to make sure that they got to the airport there.
Yeah.
Atlanta-Hartsfield.
Talk about a buzzkill.
Get to Atlanta-Hartsfield to get on that private plane.
Treating it like a spring training game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To me, that's a PR nightmare, if you ask me.
I think it'd be kind of cool, though, that they have the tie game thing, that before the game, each manager puts in three players in an envelope, and then you have an announcement of who the three guys are that are going to do the batting thing.
The
swing off thing. Yeah, just kind of like... All right, we have a tie. Well, let's open the envelopes. And then those are the three designated guys. You know, nobody really knows who those guys are going to be.
I mean, if you did in the regular season, you could only use like the same guys. You had to rotate them like it was in order.
Well, we've kind of fallen in love.
It'd be kind of fun watching the jobber try to poke one for the dub.
I'm okay with the 5-minute overtime. If that doesn't decide it, I'm okay with the shootout thing.
Yeah.
I've gotten okay with this. You know, it's part of my watching now.
Here comes Justin Foskey for the swing off here. Yeah. Instead of going to the 10th inning. Arch Manning displaying the family gift of being self-deprecating and clever in conversation at SEC Media Days. He says, it's weird. I really haven't deserved any of this, so just trying to play along and play ball. He's getting all the attention. Texas preparing for their August 30th showdown against Ohio State, the team that sent him packing. Most feel like Ohio State was clearly the better team last year. Are they still the better team?
No.
No? Texas the better team now?
Well... Maybe.
I think Texas is the more talented team this year, but both of them are going to be breaking in new starting quarterbacks.
That's the thing. I think that Texas has the advantage right now at quarterback.
How good do you think Arch Manning's going to be?
I think Arch is going to be very good.
I think it's going to be very surprising what Ian Fitzsimmons says today, because there's kind of some buzz going around media day down there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Mints Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mints Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTS-TEA today or visit MintsTeaClinic.com. That's MintsTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That Nussmeier and then our South Carolina quarterbacks might be the two
Sellers.
Sellers might be the two best quarterbacks, and Manning might not be the best quarterback in the conference.
I mean, I think it's silly that he is the favorite to win the Heisman. I don't think that there's. I personally don't see that happening this year.
Strong take coming in here from Wolchek. Ohio State -6, by the way, in that game. With the over-under set for 51.5 points. So if Longhorns are better, this is one of those preseason wagering opportunities. I thought the public for not being smart enough.
Yeah, I think people thought that Texas was going to go to Michigan and struggle. They had Michigan on the ropes right off the jump.
I think that Texas defense is going to carry them early in the season.
The problem with Texas, I don't know about you, Wolchek, the problem with maybe Texas this year is replacing all those offensive linemen.
Yeah, and they got a lot of talent, but they're overhauling, I think, at least 3 or 4 starters on that offensive line.
Lamine Yamal handed the iconic Barcelona number 10 shirt, previously worn by Messi and Maradona and others, celebrated turning 18 on Sunday, but not without controversy. Yamal currently facing an investigation from the Spanish government into possible breaches of disability laws following allegations that individuals with dwarfism were hired as entertainers at his 18th birthday party. Lamine Yamal, the greatest teenage soccer player of all time, maybe, you know, unless you go back and harvest some film of Maradona. Apparently he was a big deal of it at 14-15, but sure. The most accomplished, I believe. So yeah, he was basically doing the Wolf of Wall Street birthday party.
With the Velcro
stuck and everything. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think a number of people with dwarfism appreciate that, you know, significant economic opportunity right there.
Well, yeah, there was an outrage over, I think it was the recent Snow White movie, not casting actual
dwarfs,
smaller sized individuals.
How did
I'm
they
not
make
sure
them
what
small?
We're allowed to say and not when it comes to those words.
You can say
dwarf is okay.
Yeah, dwarf is.
We just can't say the M word.
Yeah.
I went with people with dwarfism.
I like that.
You know, but.
Little people, big world.
Yeah, I think either of those is fine.
Yeah, one of the dwarfs was quoted. I know Corey was reading some of these earlier. Like, we have our own contracts. We're normal people, self-employed, and we do everything legally. I don't know why there's so much noise right now.
Yeah, it's supply and demand. Like, somebody's willing to pay dang good money for that. I mean, there is a price on being able to throw me. You know, you're probably going to need 2 full-size men, you know, to sort of sling me. But you can wrap me in Velcro and throw me if you want for, I don't know, about 20 grand.
Yeah, it says we do this job because we want to. Nobody is forcing us to do this.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie that came out with Johnny Depp. They cast one person to play the Oompa Loompas, and a lot of dwarves out there were ticked off. Well, there are a bunch of us that would love to play Oompa Loompas and get paid to do so.
Let us all eat.
Come on.
Yeah, my DMs are open on that note. You know,
you're willing to be thrown.
Book me for a corporate retreat.
Toss
what else
me.
Can we do? Can you Can you get me on a skateboard and bowl me down an aisle?
I'll be your guest.
I definitely can. I'd be happy to.
Yeah, you know, you can fire Roman candles at me for sure. Just give me some ski goggles. I used to do that one all the time.
Can we
that
launch
was free
you,
of charge.
Can we launch you onto the velvet wall or the Velcro wall and then shoot the candles at you?
Absolutely.
And then you can catch
absolutely
people.
We'll get you the invoice. G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then the top 10's coming up. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us there?
How did Tolo send this to me? I liked it. Let's do it. The top 10 unhealthiest fast food chains for 2025. How fat do you feel when you go to this place? That's next.
Time for the G-Bag of the Day champ. Then Woolchuck's top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. All right, into the Pimp Cup we go. Jacob Ray filling in for Lucius this week to review the champion.
All right, all right. Happy hump day, gentlemen.
Sir.
Hey, Jay.
Happy hump day.
All right, so yesterday our G-Bag champ came down to a vote from the Tolos.
It was a swing-off.
It was a swing-off. It was Pat McAfee's introduction of the Big Dumper and Kale Sonnen's obsession with Conor McGregor's meat. Mm-hmm. And in like fashion, the winner got a little under 69% of the votes.
Wow.
And it ended up being Pat McAfee's introduction of the Big Dumper.
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
Salute to Pat McAfee. He's winning in a big way. Is Fox Sports trying to fight back with Portnoy? Is that what I saw today?
Looks like it, man.
Yeah, they're nearing a deal with Dave Portnoy for a major on-air role. He's going to be part of Big Noon Kickoff.
Yeah.
And then I think other Barstool personalities and shows, such as Pardon My Take, might also be part of F1 as well. So there's licensing that they're working on right now.
That's a good move for them, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, you know, and I think it just it's you know, acknowledging that what the consumers want is what McAfee is delivering right there. It's kind of irreverent. It's almost like the Howard Stern shock jockification of the sports world.
Yeah, we're getting a little more edgy.
I love it. You know, I love it. I think this should be good for content.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit more satirical and fun in nature. Yeah. And I dig it.
All right, it's time to get Woolchuck's top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Let's do it. Top 10 unhealthiest fast food restaurants. Now, this is not going to make you feel good about yourself. That's okay, because if you're going for fast food, we already know we're not being healthy. Now, there's certain items maybe you can get away with. There are salads on most fast food menus. You're not going to Burger King or wherever the hell you're at to get a salad. 877-881-1053. What's the fast food place you frequent most, and which one makes you feel the fattest of them all? We do have the Rangers pitchers for this series against the Tigers. It's been announced. And fellas, on Sunday, I think the Cy Young Award just needs to be in the building.
Oh, DeGrom versus...
It's not DeGrom.
Move over, Jacob DeGrom. Make a place for...
Eovaldi.
Eovaldi versus...
Scooble. Oh, yeah. So Friday, and we're going to be out there, Comerica Backyard, for the first game of the official second half of the Major League Baseball season. So come on out and say hello to us. It's going to be Patrick Corbin taking the bump, the lefty, against the righty Reese Olson for Detroit. Saturday's Kamar Rocker against TBD. It's a hell of a pitcher, TBD, for the Tigers. But Sunday, Nathan Eovaldi taking his 1.58 ERA against Tarek Skubal, the lefty, at a 2.23 ERA. Right now, the Cy Young favorite. You couldn't ask for a better matchup right there. I think the Cy Young Award needs to be in the building like they do at the Stanley Cup, and then whichever pitcher has the better performance, you just kind of just give it to him. Post game, boom, here you go. You've won the award. It's done. Put a bow on it.
I'd do it. You know, I think Eovaldi and DeGrom are worthy, though, you know, so I wouldn't want to eliminate DeGrom at this point. That's the only issue I can see. Was that an Ace Ventura a reference there?
Was it?
With asking me a question?
Yeah.
Wow, that's strong.
Well, our buddy Jay Ochoa put an Ace Ventura gif, whichever you prefer, made me think of it.
Love it.
I mean, it's one of the best. Do I have something in my teeth? Like, it's just hilarious. I, you know what? I wouldn't mind let's reboot this thing, Jim.
Yeah, dude.
We're doing Happy Gilmore 2 coming out in a few weeks. Let's get some Ace Ventura back in our lives.
When he's stuck in that fake rhino.
Oh, my gosh. Laces out, Dan. hilarious.
Would you like an ashtray?
No, I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit.
It's incredible. We do have UFC 318 this Saturday, and it's Dustin Poirier, the Diamond. It's his farewell fight. It's his last fight. He's expected to retire afterwards. It's for the BMF belt. He's fighting Max Holloway, Max Blessed Holloway, for the third time. Lil Wayne is going to be walking him out in New Orleans. He, of course, is a Louisiana guy. So is Lil Wayne. This is going to be an awesome card, UFC 318. It's sad that Dustin Poirier will be retiring. He's been one of the best and most entertaining fighters to watch. But I thought that was pretty cool. Lil Wayne did not get the Super Bowl halftime, but at least he's going to be part of Dustin Poirier's farewell and ode to New Orleans on Saturday at UFC 318. Rogan's not going to be doing this. This is the first time in, I think, 3 years he's not doing a United States broadcast of a UFC pay-per-view card.
Mm.
I didn't see why, but I'm sure there's a good reason, one would assume. So I think it's Paul Felder is going to slide in for him, take over those responsibilities. All right, let's do our top 10 least healthy fast food chains in America. 877-881-1053. 817 texted in with Taco Casa.
Why so?
The Casa, is there a lot of cheese in there?
That's just their go-to. But yeah, Taco Casa is the king of the cheese.
Mm-hmm. In the taco. Yeah. I like what 469 is talking about with Taco Bell. Yeah. Because you eat so much and you're not really sure what it is exactly that you're eating. Yeah.
That's a good point.
And everything's just lathered in the cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it real cheese? Who knows?
Somehow rolled up and toasted. There's
always
something.
It's always wrapped in tortilla flour and oftentimes deep fried. Yeah. Like, it is just one of those things where Taco Bell, like, even when I think it's the most synonymous, because even when the Kansas City radio podcaster guy was calling out Mahomes for being such a
I think it was Culver, wasn't he?
No, he said Taco Bell.
Oh.
He specifically said Taco Bell, and then he called him out for the very specific Kansas City fried chicken place that he likes, which must be on the record somewhere, because he obviously knew it felt very personal to Pat Mahomes. But Taco Bell is just like the synonymous when you want to just like go deep in on a fat shaming or whatever. Taco Bell just like jumps to mind
throughout Taco Bell.
Mickey D's, of course, is one of those.
There is like, while you're eating McDonald's, you're like, this is awesome.
Oh, it tastes so good.
But there is something about like the 30-minute post McDonald's where your body's just, what the hell did I just do to myself?
alert, purge.
It's the burger, then the fries, then the drink.
It's just an overload of God knows what you're putting into your body, but it is addictive.
And somehow nicotine just goes amazing with that feeling. I don't know what it is exactly. I would maybe say Dairy Queen makes me feel the worst, because I'm usually ending it with so much ice cream.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you're getting the steak for basket with the gravy and all that stuff and the fries,
please.
And you're right, then you're getting the large blizzard to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting several texts.
We're going over 2,500 calories this meal alone.
Easy.
I can't take responsibility for this. Normally I would, but
what happened?
Did somebody rip one?
Someone said, what was that noise? Another person said, was that a fart? Someone said, was that a toot? We have 469, 903, and 817 checking in. I don't know.
The video.
I would admit that.
I would admit it.
I definitely didn't.
I did not. Yesterday, I had one.
Walchuk
did. Open a seg.
Yeah.
That was pretty loud. Did not smell, thankfully, because nobody else noticed. Mm. Jacob, did you notice anything? Did you hear anything?
I didn't. I've been doing a little something back here, but my mic's been off, so it wouldn't have been me.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't accusing you.
I appreciate your honesty.
Kind of trying to find out.
Hit the Taco Casa on the way in.
I had the Panda Express on the way in.
Panda Express is good.
Panda Express is a really good option for feeling extremely unhealthy as well.
That could be. That certainly could be one that's mentioned here.
Fried proteins and noodles.
2 or 4 Chinese food is easily the most suspect food that you could ever
buffet.
Put in your body.
Yeah, it's good for the
Chinese buffet. Most people are being honest, I think we would say Chick-fil-A is the one we do the most, just looking at the lines. You know?
And we think that it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's so, number 10 on the list.
It's number 10 on the list for least healthy?
10th least healthy fast food
chain. I do it the most because the kids love it. They love Whataburger, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Whataburger delicious, and Whataburger not in the top 10 because it's healthy as hell.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, dude, just look at the amount of ingredients that are in a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and it'll floor you.
Yeah.
It will totally floor you how many ingredients are in one. I mean, any of these like fried chicken places, I think, could be towards the top
KFC,
of this list. Like,
KFC.
You're going KFC Chicken Express or whatever. I mean, come on.
Popeyes.
Yeah, it's just a fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
And then it's usually accompanied with french fries and or mashed potatoes and or a deep fried corn nugget situation.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Mac and cheese.
Eric, are you Wendy's at all?
I do. Because you know, Wendy's figured, open late.
I figure because they do have that triple baconator thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The triple baconator. And I think then you get a frosty with that. That's got to be,
it's up
divine.
There. Wendy's is going to be very high.
They have the flavored frosties going down too right now.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I think the fries at Wendy's might be the most underrated fries in the game.
Dude, so.
You missed our fry thing the other day. We could have used your voice on that.
Yes, because Friday was National French Friday.
Okay.
And Wendy's, I think, was in like the top five.
They should
be. Redid them.
They nail the salt perfectly and the crispiness.
It's good now. Yeah. They've upped the game. Jack in the Box is getting love here.
Oh, Jack in the Box is by far.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be.
After
up
a night
there.
Of drinking, yes.
Number nine is Little Caesars, the Hot and Ready's.
Yeah. Now the more I think about it, yeah, all the pizza.
The pizza places.
The pizza place. I think pizza or donuts are maybe like the worst thing you could eat just because it is just bread. Sugar and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There's not much like protein that's combating.
We're not, and Little Caesars is coming out with all kinds of new ideas.
You know? I love their little, I don't even know, their little pizza pocket.
Are they
roll
like
things?
Pepperoni pockets
or
something?
Yeah, yeah.
They look good.
They're incredible. Well, because that's the hack I still have like with my kids being so young. When they want pizza, it's like, no problem, dude. Little Caesars gets it done at the high. Might as well be Zalots.
There you go.
Not ready.
We got Smashburger coming in at number eight.
Oh, man, I feel like we don't have enough of those around here.
I don't even know where one is. There is one.
I have one right there.
Can it close?
I'm not sure if it's there. I just haven't gone by.
Dawson was pointing out the window, folks, if you just wanted to know.
Is that the Spicy Cowboy?
Yeah, on the other side of the high school there.
Yeah, that's North Dallas High School. Yeah.
The local Spicy Cowboy.
Number seven is Mickey D's, least healthy fast food chain in America.
That's crazy because their chicken isn't even chicken. We do know that. Like their chicken
nuggets. It's a Big Mac. Big Mac and a fry?
Yeah, the QPC is probably. That McRib. God knows how many calories are in a McRib.
Cool. And God only knows what that is as well.
That's why a Big Mac's so damn good.
It's so damn good.
We should do a fake off between the McNugget and the McRib. Which one is more of like a science experiment?
Yeah, it's funny, Eric, about that. My son called me the other day. Goes, how fast did you eat a Big Mac? And I told him, and he was like totally unimpressed. Like him and his friend are like, that's nothing.
Yeah, but we did the double Big Mac.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Where
though.
It was like the two patty deal.
Yeah.
But yours was less than 60 seconds, right?
I know. I think it was like right at around.
Bennett was like, that's nothing. Kind of a deal. And I'm like,
tell him to put his freaking money where his mouth is.
I was exactly saying the same thing. I said, you're talking a big game right now. My man Chief can punish one of those things in less than a minute.
Yeah. Let him know I'm ready to go toe-to-toe.
Absolutely. Go toe-to-toe. Yep. Bring it on, Bennett. Quiznos in at six.
Are those even open anymore?
Very few and far between.
Oh, Quiz.
It's like, not a lot of Quiznos.
Quiznos and Kmart are kind of the two places.
It's like a 4-to-1 bread to meat ratio.
They started, their whole branding thing was like, we got toasted subs. Then everybody started doing toasted subs. And it was like, well, what are you special at now, Quiznos? And the answer was nothing.
Not good ingredients, that's for sure.
Let me ask you this, though. The toasted sub, is it overrated?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think it's properly rated.
Absolutely.
As being incredible. I think it's funny that they were like pioneering something with the toasted bread.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of feel like just give me like the Italian, cold Italian. It's going to be better than the Quiznos one.
For sure, especially from Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Love the Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. I'm a panini guy, dude.
I can do a panini.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A top You're five least healthy fast food chains. Five is KFC.
Right. What now?
KFC
Dawson,
five.
Listen to the program.
Yeah.
I mean, KFC fried chicken.
The originators of the popcorn chicken, by the way, I'll have you know.
You've go back you to are the originator of the popcorn chicken.
I made some of the first batches of KFC's popcorn chicken in the entire
world.
Did you
do it by accident?
No.
What an honor.
I thought you worked there, right?
It was a rollout my first week there.
Yeah. How long were you there? For like 3 or 4 days?
About 2.5 months.
Oh, really?
It's a hell of a run.
It wasn't
giving away free.
I was
in the back smoking cigarettes.
I was
with everybody.
Bad. No, I just I didn't want to do anything other than wash dishes. And they were like, "You got to start cooking and stuff." And I was like, "I don't feel like I'm ready for this.
Save that for the ladies."
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to run a cash register? I'm like, no.
I'm frying.
But dude, to be in,
I was failing
at the ground floor of the popcorn chicken.
That's incredible.
That really is special on the resume.
You called it with Dairy Queen, number four on the list.
Because everybody's washing down their burgers or like chicken fried steak fingers or whatever.
I'm telling you, the hunger
with a Blizzard,
Hunger Buster fries and a Blizzard.
That's and they got the tacos there that aren't
tacos
bad.
Tacos are good too.
Taco Bell is three. I was surprised it wasn't one. Taco Bell at three.
It's the burritos, right?
Dang, so then who's number one?
Two unhealthier?
Wendy's?
Sonic's in there.
Sonic at two.
Sonic's got to be in there.
Sonic
they're
at two.
Loading you up.
Fried cheese steak. They got fried cheese sticks.
Such a variety, right?
Well, and every drink Onion is just rings. Like a sugar drink.
Mm-hmm. But number one, the least healthy fast food chain in America is Wendy's.
Yeah.
Told
Shout
you,
out
man.
Big Dave.
That
dude.
Baconator. Yeah.
And the Baconator. Frosties. No bacon joke. The Frosties. Everybody's got to get a Frosty.
Got to get a Frosty.
You know, you don't go to Wendy's and not. Okay.
Oh. And the machine doesn't work half the time.
Do they have that problem like McDonald's?
I think they do.
Oh, hell.
I've tried to order it a couple of times here lately, and I've kind of been grateful it has been broke, so it saved me from having to get one.
Last time I went, I was going for a chocolate Frosty. All they had was the vanilla. I got the vanilla, and I was like, dang, this was a huge mistake.
Yeah, it does
You found another
up.
One to go to?
I don't even know if I want to get Jack in the Box and got a chocolate shake.
That's another place the machine breaks down at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that was a coin flip. What are we doing next, Chief? Football's Finest featuring How to Build an Ideal Run Game in the Off-Season Workout Awards next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Jacob Ray, in for Lucius Alexander this week. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to take center stage. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Before Broadus can interrupt on the mic, I just want to remind everybody, friendly reminder, that Saturday from 10 to noon, 10 a.m. to noon, you can come party with me at the grand opening super party at Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, featuring free Hurtado barbecue, free oil changes, Six Flags tickets. I'll be giving away Lumineers tickets, Nine Inch Nails tickets, portable car battery jump starters. We got charging banks for the portable phone deals. We got Amazon Echo Pops and $100 gift card giveaway every 30 minutes starting at 10:30. So from 10 to noon, free barbecue, free oil changes, Alliance Hyundai right there in Fort Worth.
All right.
35 and Golden Triangle.
Can you kind of get my, I might show up just to get the car charger thing.
Yeah, just pocket one for me.
Do it. Yeah.
Get the free oil change. Get you a little Texas Twinkie.
And I had that. Well, there's not going to be food left. We know that.
The food will be gone.
The food will be gone. But I.
So all the oil changes.
I'll tell you what, man. It's not like you're giving away some really cool stuff. Like this
that's a lot of awesome goodies.
That battery charger thing. Remember the ordeal I had, that whole thing trying to, and everybody was trying to help me, and it just, we were all pretty much idiots about it and didn't get it done.
That's right.
You know, kind of a thing. But that charger thing could help the situation next
time. And they're not cheap.
No, hell no. And those things are undefeated. Like the jumper cables, they can get it done. Yeah. But the portable car battery jump starter,
that's
a different level.
That's better than me trying to figure out on YouTube, okay, the red goes here and the black one goes here. And, you know,
yeah, and then
blow the battery up.
Yeah, you get electrocuted. So Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, 35 in Golden Triangle, all the giveaways in the world. It's just free stuff left and right. Food, tickets, fun things, and Hurtado barbecue oil changes. Is going to be awesome.
Taking the family?
Yeah, the family might roll up. It's right there around the corner from me, so it's beautiful.
Are you promising them a day out of, like, hey,
we're going to Hurtado.
We're going to take you guys to lunch. that's what I was wondering. It's like, hey, let me take you guys to lunch. And then it's like, oh, Dad, we're at a car dealership.
Awesome. Are we getting a new car?
Yeah. Well, just have to spend a couple hours, kids. If somebody asks you to take a picture, be real nice about it.
Just take a couple pics.
Yeah. All right, we got some good football stuff for you here. We got a question, love of the star today, from Chris Hodnett on Twitter.
They were some really good questions today,
Chris,
by the way.
Chris is the man.
Build your running game.
Yeah.
By importance, you get a running back, a coach scheme, and then you get offensive line. Power rank the importance when you want a successful rushing attack. Is it about the offensive lineman? Is it about the coach and scheme? Or is it about the running back? Power rank those three. Please.
I do want to first say all three are very important, and I don't want to try to get it done without either one, but it is coach, offensive line, then running back.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think you can get it done two of the three, and you can have a fair running game. If you want the perfect running game, you're going to need all three, but how do you power rank the importance? Coach, scheme, offensive line, runner.
Well, Chuck?
I'm going line, runner, coach. And I do think, obviously, I'm not trying to belittle the scheme here, but I'm thinking of San Francisco, and I love the Shanahan running scheme, and they can have success with it, but, like, it's really elevated when you have a Christian McCaffrey. That's made a huge difference for them. Isaac Arendo can go in there and have success, but it's just not the same. Jordan Mason can have success, but it's not equating to the winning as much as when you have Christian McCaffrey. I think an offensive line, to me, will always be number one. If you've got the good line, you'll be able to find a way to make it happen. But I do think a difference-making back elevates even the best of schemes.
I went scheme, running back, line is what I did. I said, give me the back that has the ability to make people miss. You know, I think that can make up for my line. But I think the scheme is the most important thing. I really do. I think that you have got to, if you could find ways to help your blockers, you could take an average offensive line with scheme and make it work if you have a really good back.
Yeah, I think the Shanahan stuff is the most, like,
well, the easy Shanahan thing to point back to with that never because the Shanahan offense had, like, well, Terrell Davis was the best.
Yeah, like Mike Shanahan. Yeah,
but,
it was like
but they've had a lot of backs run through there. And when you talked about, you brought it up today with Christian McCaffrey and how different that could be.
You know, it sets it over the top, but the Shanahans have always had a pretty good rushing attack with or without a Christian McCaffrey. It's no question leveled up when you have maybe the best back in football.
It looked really good with Terrell Davis, though. That running scheme.
Yeah, that's when you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, when you have a Terrell Davis or a Christian McCaffrey, it's now you're talking about maybe the best running game in the league, but still very successful with just that scheme. Like Shanahan in San Francisco right now, outside of Trent Williams, it's kind of just a bunch of regular dudes on the offensive line, but the scheme is good enough to where it's always awesome. And even when they have just a Garendo or a Jordan Mason, it's still a successful rushing attack. Now, obviously, when you make it Christian McCaffrey instead of those guys, it becomes maybe the best in the league. So I felt like the offensive line and the scheme is like 1A, 1B, you know? And then when you have a great running back, the thing is it's easier to find a running back who can at least be serviceable as opposed to just snap your fingers and have a great offensive line coach or snap your fingers and have great offensive line men. it's harder to find offensive linemen than it is running backs.
Yeah, that's kind of how I approached it too. Like, what is the timeline of the quality of this thing that we're going to get? And if we have great coaches, that can stick around for four decades, as in the name of Shanahan. If I have a great offensive line, that can hold me 12, 15 years.
Well, I mean, like,
I'm going to need to find a new runner every 4 to 6 years.
Okay, go for it, Brian.
The thing about it is we've all sat back and like really admired what Arizona's done.
Yeah.
Arizona does not have a great offensive line.
Right.
No. And they have a really good scheme, and they have a good runner with Connor, but they've also got a quarterback that can run too.
Yeah, and they were the eighth best rushing team in the league last year. I wonder if we go through this, can you tell me what the hell rushing scheme any of these teams run? Baltimore, and I'll say Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, the players there help. I don't know what kind of offensive rushing scheme they're running. Philadelphia, none of us think Kellen Moore has any type of scheme.
No, that's the offensive line coach.
That's offensive Stoutland. Line. That's Barkley, right? Well, Washington with Cliff Kingsbury. Does he have a running scheme that's really good? We know that he's good when it comes to passing schematically, but they were number three. Tampa Bay, I can't tell you.
What is this number? What category are we looking at? Just overall rushing yards?
NFL, top 10 rushing teams, 2024 NFL season. Colts, solid offensive line. You got Jonathan Taylor. Bills, James Cook, solid offensive line.
And a great scheme with what Joe Brady's put in
there.
Like,
that's a result of what gets ratings, though, right? That's why we don't know their schemes. We know their skill players and their quarterbacks, their head coaches, you know. But once you drill down into schemes on a TV or radio level, you're going to lose a lot of your audience. You know, this is like talking scheme is more intense sports radio and like podcast land. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too in depth to be mainstream.
Right.
It is intense like hobbyist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everyone's, it's also just, it's zone, you know, it's power, it's counter, it's trap. I mean, it's not like it's.
Well, if you look at the McVay group, they're zone based, and that's based out of the Shanahan stuff.
Right.
So it really all started, as we've been talking about, with Shanahan. And then these guys have spun off from that, and then they've gone into. So it's really more about zone. Not everybody has power linemen. That's the problem.
Sure. So you got to marry, you know, whatever you want to run to you what gotta, your line's best at.
Exactly.
But I think everyone's kind of doing a form of the same thing to an extent. It's just how well
Dallas is going to be a gap scheme because of their inside three.
But okay, so it's different than that, Wolchuk, because it's not just the scheme that every coach can have gap or zone or pin and pull or power or whatever. It's how good are we at recognizing the best traits of our players and fitting them in the perfect place for their strengths and then teaching them how to mitigate their losses? Like, the hands-on teaching component is, I really think, the difference maker, because, you know, some of these guys, they can't communicate or they don't know the exact hand placement and angle. And that, I think, is the difference in Shanahan.
No, right.
Anybody can watch Shanahan's tape and try to go coach that. But they can't pull it off for one reason or another.
I think that when you start to talk about what Baltimore is, I think Baltimore's a college concept scheme.
Todd Monken.
Yeah, I think that Cliff Kingsbury at Washington. I think that's a college concept scheme. When you start to talk about how they run the ball, I think it's these guys that kind of have, like, okay, how did we do it when we were in the college game? And then you have the quarterback that has the ability. The quarterback has the ability to also be the ball carrier. I think that's a college-based scheme.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with Baltimore, it started with, even before that, with the guy from Greg Roman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they went away from that. Then they brought back, you know, like you said, Monken, college-based kind of an ideas. So if you have a mobile quarterback, you're probably a college-based scheme.
Yeah, I'm with you, and that makes a huge difference for your run game. I mean, you mentioned like Washington and Baltimore
as
teams that run for a lot of yards. Your quarterback's a big part of that, and I think these coaches that are not just I teach zone or I teach power, mm-hmm. like a guy like Ben Johnson, where on a week-to-week basis, depending on the defense, I got five different ways to run the ball.
Yeah, but the players help that immensely. He's got an incredible offensive line to work with. Will that carry over to Chicago?
Agree.
Like, I think it starts and stops with the players. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of as we're having this conversation.
It was the same way in Arizona, and Arizona doesn't have a bunch of great offensive linemen. Go look at how many different ways they ran the ball.
Yeah.
Now they have a running quarterback.
Clayton Adams did a good, and they do have a running quarterback. Clayton Adams did a great job with that, and he talked about that with us.
I would say, okay, you asked about San Francisco. I know we got to get out of here, but I asked about San Francisco. What do you think their scheme would be? And I know what I would call them. I would
call them wide zone.
Yeah, they're wide.
I would call them a power running scheme. You play with a fullback. Your power, you're down blocking, you're pulling guys. That's
they're
kind of
a crack toss with like
that's a power. And then, yeah, with Juszczyk, if you're playing with a fullback or a move guy, you're a power based run scheme because you're trying to get blockers to the point of attack. So I would say that San Francisco is probably more of a power running scheme than they are anything. And that's a Shanahan. That's kind of a little bit different from a Shanahan offense.
Yeah, I think there are ways that you can really simplify and have success running the football in the NFL, though. And I think Stinks talked about that with us. We're like, we can essentially be running the same play, but we got a bunch of different ways that we're going to kind of block it up. But
he did it with counter Trey.
Right. The lead
Joe
draw
Gibbs.
With the Cowboys in the 90s.
Joe Gibbs, yeah.
You can kind of have your bread and butter there, but the way you execute, and it does start with teaching, 100%. So yeah. The coach does factor in there, but I don't know. Like, we talk about the creative running schemes, and it'd be fun to have, but I do think at the end of the day, like, the players probably make the most difference here.
I mean, I don't know what scheme you would call it, but the thing in common with San Francisco and Arizona from Adams last year is exactly what Brian just said. We're trying to get numerical advantages at the point of attack.
That's power running schemes,
And oftentimes, it's like vacating a position and turning a guy like Nick Bosa loose. Like, we're just going to run away from him at the snap and assume he can't catch our running back out the other side. And you know, most often it works, and when it does, you totally overwhelm the defense there on that edge or in that gap. Okay, we got to run.
Yeah.
Time for the top stories at 3, who our co-hosts are trying to trade today. and there's an interesting Dak segment to be had on maybe how this actually could be his final season with the Cowboys, and that's coming up next year in the G-Bag Nation. I want to chat Frankel's with you before we get there, though, because life's unpredictable. You never know when you or a loved one could be injured due to somebody's negligence. And when it happens to you, we highly recommend you call the Frankel's. You know, right there roadside, they'll make sure that you don't settle for less. And it's important to have advocates on your side like the Frankels the entire way through the process, because the guilty party, that's what they're trying to do, blame you, get you to settle for less. Frankels will make sure that doesn't happen. They've been doing this in DFW for over 30 years now, fighting for their clients' rights. Victims of negligence, you know, happens every day out here on these North Texas highways and byways. What you have is about 500 to 1,000 vehicle accidents a day. And big 18-wheeler hits you, commercial vehicle, or just somebody going real fast, it can totally turn your life upside down. You can be looking at 6 or 7 figures of damages quite easily when you think about the ambulance ride and the hospital stay and lost wages. How about pain and suffering on board for decades? Yeah, all of that. And you can imagine the bill for that is substantial. So make sure you make that full recovery. Call the Frankels or go to frankelfirm.com, Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.